Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It is hard to believe it's already May 17th and May 18th, depending on when you're listening to this show. And mid-May has not necessarily brought the warmest weather, but I think it has turned a little bit. And of course, this week on Thursday, we had the Rockin' Race, one of the larger races in New Hampshire, right here in downtown Concord. And that was a lot of fun. And that's a nice segue to my guest today, who I will introduce shortly. Just, though, I wanted to give a few quick updates on the Affordable Care Act. The healthcare.gov, the public exchange, we have about 1,300 people in New Hampshire who have been successful in navigating the public exchange to purchase the individual dental product. Knowing that the public exchange would be difficult to navigate, that prompted us to create a private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, all one word, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And about 5,000 people have purchased individual dental coverage through DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. So it, while the Affordable Care Act may end up not being affordable, it may or may not improve access or quality, it has stimulated our company to continue our transformation into the retail world, which is why we sponsor so many road races. This is why we did the licensing for Northeast Delta Dental Stadium and so forth. And speaking of road races, the Capital Area Race Series is well underway. Most recently, last weekend, as a matter of fact, Saturday, May 10th, we had the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country 5K, and that was the fourth race in the series known as the Capital Area Race Series, or CARS. There are three more races to go, the Over the River and Through the Woods, and that's Saturday, June 7th at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. That's the Run for the Animals. Proceeds benefit the Concord Merrimack County SPCA. And then the famous Bill Lutie 5-mile, which is on Saturday, July 19th, and that is, after the Mount Washington Road Race, the second longest running, not in terms of length, but in terms of number of years, race in New Hampshire. That's Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m., and then the series concludes with the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, which is on Saturday, July 26th. All of these races, you can enter as an individual. You do not have to be in the series in itself to do that race. So if you want to do the Over the River and Through the Woods, you can register. Just contact Jay Casper, that's one word, J-K-A-S-P-R, at nedelta.com, 223-1287, and that's Saturday, June 7th. And similarly, the Lutie race on Saturday, July 19th, and the Canterbury Woodchuck Shuffle. One other note, and then I'll introduce my guest, and that is that the book, There Are No Do-Overs, which I co-authored with Dave Cowens and former Delta Dental colleague Barb McLaughlin, you can pick that up at Gibson's Bookstore or on Amazon.com. It tells kind of some of our corporate culture stories behind the stories, how we've dealt with the Affordable Care Act, why we give back to the community, and so forth. And so far, it's going well. And the last weekend in May, at the weekend after Memorial Day weekend, I'll be down in New York City at a book signing at the Jacob Javis Center. Next week's show, by the way, which is over Memorial Day weekend, you won't want to miss it. I will be interviewing Command Sergeant Major Victor May, and he will talk about how his organization, the State Family Program, how he organizes and makes sure that the spouses and family members of service people that have been deployed, how they are supported. And as I'm sure Command Sergeant Major will say, we've come a long way since the first Desert Storm War. When he came back, there was very little support. There was less public awareness of, you know, psychological trauma or concussions and so forth. And we've come a long way in dealing with the support of soldiers coming back after they're deployed. So This weekend with me is Tom Walton, who, in the spirit of transparency, he has been our corporate fitness center training specialist or coach that we've had for about a decade at Northeast Delta Dental. He is also obviously a well-renowned teacher, taught in the Concord school system for many, many years, coached many, many sports from hockey to football to cross-country skiing. And of course, most people know him as the very fast, seasoned young gentleman that we see at many road races winning his age group. So, Tom, thank you for joining me May 17th and 18th.
Thank you, Tom, for having me on.
And well done, by the way, at the Rockin' Race. You obviously have not lost it, even at your slightly seasoned age.
Thank you for that little euphemism. Seasoned, the veteran athlete.
Because remember, I could have been one of your first students when you started to teach in 1970. I was just a freshman in high school. So anybody, and of course, I think hopefully people in the listening audience are all kind of chuckling, because anybody basically between roughly 25 and almost 60, you walk down Main Street and they'll be saying hello to Mr. Tom Walton, who obviously is also an award-winning coach, has won multiple times the cross-country coach of the year for the division that NHTI is in. And of course, he won the Carl Lundholm Award last year, and someone that basically is to be admired as a coach. Now, let's talk briefly about the Capital Area Race Series, but then I know you really want to talk and focus on the Friends of the Merrimack River Greenway Trail and what we're doing on that date on July 20th. But talk about kind of how you've seen the evolution of the Capital Area Race Series into something. It's an event that still attracts elite runners, but now attracts a few hundred, you know, recreational runners like myself who are really out there having a good time in the camaraderie.
And that is, the Capital Area Race Series was a brainstorm of assistant coach Perry C. Gross. And when I say assistant at NHTI Cross Country, and myself, and the whole spirit of the Capital Area Race Series was to get people to participate and not perceive the races as high risk. And I say that because we sometimes have a difficult time recruiting people to come out just to give it a try and see how much fun it is. And so it was about participation, camaraderie, and fun. And I really believe that our mission has come to fruition for exactly the same reason that you just said. It's not necessarily for the elites, but it's for every man and every woman.
And now, and many of the races now have a walking component, and they also may have a children's event. So as I've kind of seen the evolution of running since I sort of got into it in 2004, you still have the serious, you know, elite athletes. And of course, the series, it does well for them too, because there's money at the end. And of course, every race is, you know, professionally timed by Bob Teschick's organization, and every one of the seven races has John Mortimer's Millennium Running Company handles all the other logistics. So if you're an elite runner and want some cash, if you end up in the top three, the races are great for you. But if you're more recreational and you're just out there to try to keep yourself fit, it also works for you as well.
Well, I think, again, you make a really great point, and that is, to coin a phrase, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. What the elites would expect should be what the non-elites should expect. And the race or the event is no more or less for the person who finishes first or who finishes last. And that's the mentality that we're trying to teach. And in fact, oftentimes the person who finishes last gets the biggest ovation and recognition because of their perseverance and for the fact that they simply showed up.
Exactly. And that's what you've taught me, that, which is sometimes you, in a smaller community race, you know, you might win your age category and, you know, maybe you're only running against two or three people, or maybe it's just your own self in the category. And you always taught me you can only run against those people there. Of course, as you know, Tom, most people are running for their own watch, and meaning, you know, their own sort of, you know, personal goals. So I think we've basically been able to balance the goals of our elite runners, but also the recreational runner. And one other point I would make for those of you that want to get started in running is that, you know, halfway through you're thinking, oh my God, why am I doing this? Feeling some pain, whatever. When you're done, you feel great. And every elite runner that I've spoken with has the same feeling. Now, they may be doing a 5K at 16 or 17 minutes, and you're doing it at 27 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever, but the same level of anxiety before the race, the same level of euphoria after the race, enjoying the same type of camaraderie, and then halfway through thinking, why am I doing this? Every human being goes through that. And that's the great thing about running, just like you said, Tom, because anybody that has a pair of shorts and sneakers can do it.
That's exactly right. And before we get off the topic, for the very discerning listener, I want to correct one little thing, and that is that the next Capillary Race Series race over the river and through the woods is actually at One Delta here in Concord and not at the Delta Dental Stadium. So be sure not to travel down to Manchester, but come over to
hopefully
One Delta.
No one would do that. There is, by the way, an arthritis walk at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium on June 8th. I must have be thinking of that. But of course, the Over the River and Through the Woods is actually starts at the Northeast Delta Dental campus right here in Concord. But we're here today to actually talk about still another thing that you've concocted and another great thing, and that is the Northeast Delta Dental Merrimack River Trail Triathlon. So let's start with some basic information, the date, the contact information, and then we'll circle back and then talk about the Merrimack River Greenway Trail after commercial break.
Okay, like good journalists, we'll do the five W's. The what is the Merrimack River Trail Triathlon? And this is not your standard swim triathlon. This is a mountain bike because it's around a cornfield, so the thick tires would be perfect. And it's a single track or trail running and paddling, not swimming. And the distances are all very, very short. It's on Sunday, July 20th. And if you're doing it individually or an iron person, you'll start at 9:30 and the team start is at 11. Again, the short distance, 4K on the mountain bike, 3K on trail running, and 3K paddling. And you may paddle a kayak, a stand-up paddle board, a canoe. You can paddle anything that will float.
So after commercial break, we'll answer the questions I know that may be ruminating in people's mind. What if I don't have a boat? What if I don't have a bike? And I know we want to have active participation. But if I want to sign up, is this on coolrunning.com? And if I just have any questions, would I call you directly at 223-1537?
Yes, or email twalton@nedelta.com. That would be the very best way to get me, and I will immediately get back to you and respond to you.
And this is on coolrunning.com?
It is.
And you also have your own website, correct?
Yes. And that website is Merrimack River Greenway Trail, or MRGT.org/triathlon. Correct.
So MRGT.org/triathlon. Okay. After commercial break, more of my favorite trainer, one of the best athletes of all time in my book, Tom Walton. Tom Raphael will return after commercial break.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Tom Walton. It's hard to believe it's May 17th and 18th. And again, just want to make sure everybody is aware that the next race of the Capital Area Race Series is actually at Northeast Delta Dental Campus right here in Concord. And that's Saturday, June 7th, 2014 at 10 a.m. And if you're interested on information on that race, call 223-1287 and ask for Joe. Or J. Casper, J.K., not C, like Casper, the friendly ghost, but actually J.K.A.S.P.E.R. at nedelta.com. With me is Tom Walton, athlete, scholar, coach, all-around great guy, good friend of the community, good friend of the Mother Earth. And Tom, let's start with the specifics, contact information for the July 20th, 2014 Northeast Delta Dental Merrimack River Trail Triathlon, and then I'll circle back on its history.
Okay, specific contact. You can go to the website at mrgt.org events. You can email me, T. Walton, W-A-L-T-O-N, at nedelta.com. You can call me at 223-1537, and I would be happy to talk with you as long as you want to talk about this triathlon event.
And it is on, for my running friends, it is on coolrunning.com. I know a lot of you still use that as the Bible. We have, in addition to Northeast Delta Dental, we have other great sponsors, Scriponi Automotive Group, Convenient MD, The Works Bakery Cafe, Eastern Mountain Sports, Quickwater Canoe, VHB, S&W Sports, Mainline Graphics, and Wharf Industries Printing, Inc. Now, like most races, there are always compelling causes. It's great that we all run or do a triathlon, and that in itself is a good thing. But there's also a fundraising component. Obviously, there's a registration fee associated with this, and obviously the sponsors are paying something. So tell us what the goal is, Tom, for the Merrimack River Greenway Trail.
It's a multi-pronged goal for me. But put simply, it's to get people outside and connected with the river, which is so beautiful and easily overlooked, I think, by many people who live in and around the capital area. But the vision here is to have a trail that will start in Bow and follow the river right smack along the river up through Canterbury, and then it will tie in with the trail that's already exists in the Tilton Franklin area. And if you go to the website, you can see a detailed map of this, but it's going to be terrific. And if you need some sort of a touchstone, you need some sort of reference, go down to the Charles River on any summer day and watch all of the people who are jogging, biking, wheeling children along the River Charles. At the same time, the eights and the fours and the sculls are out on the river, plying the river, as well as kayakers and stand-up paddlers. I don't see why we can't have this in Concord, and that's what it's all about.
So that's your vision. So how many people are involved with the Merrimack River Greenway Trail? I mean, do you guys get together quarterly or something, and who kind of board?
Yes, the board gets together quite frequently, and I am not on the board, but I found out about it in a sort of a roundabout way through a fellow named Dick Lemieux, who was working for the city. And I heard his vision, and I said that this is exactly right up my alley. I love trails. I love to run and walk on trails, and certainly love to be on the river. So it worked for me.
And just to read from their mission statement, Friends of the Merrimack River Greenway Trail is an all-volunteer organization made up of citizens from Concord and surrounding towns who are committed to financing and building a multi-use paved trail on the banks of the Merrimack River, as Tom described. Development of the MRGT is envisioned in several phases as funds are raised for the construction. The first phase is a 10 to 12 foot wide paved trail and boardwalk on the east side of the Merrimack River between Manchester Street and Loudon Road. So that's what these funds for this race would
exactly
go to.
Exactly. And we are basically at the upriver end or the northern end of that phase one area. And you will see how we can easily utilize this space for recreational purposes, which is what this triathlon is all about.
Now, who else is the energy behind the triathlon? I see you sometimes meeting with a group of folks. So who are some of those folks?
Well, Stacy Brown is a very high energy, and she's our sort of taken over as chairperson for this race, and which I offered to the group a couple of years ago. So this will be our third year, and she has taken over that responsibility with a lot of energy. Jim Green is also on the board, who works at Northeast Delta Dental, Dick Lemieux, and others.
Nice. And I see your signs all over town that have a little thing you can rip off and has your contact information. So tell us, if I'm out there, you've intrigued me. I'm thinking, well, I'm a runner. I don't really have a boat. I don't have a mountain bike. But I really want to help. I want to give funds to the Merrimack River Greenway Trail. So what if I don't have a boat? Can I still participate in the race?
Again, great question. And I want to go back to something we talked about before in terms of participation and that whole idea for the Capital Area Race Series. This bike run paddle triathlon is designed exactly the same way. The distances are so modest. The topography of the land is so flat and the water is so calm that it is easily doable by people who have not had experience in any of these disciplines. We will also have a number of units, i.e., kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, and canoes that will be provided by one of our sponsors, Quickwater Canoe and Kayak. So you need not own a boat. It would be nice to have one, but they will be there on a first-come, first-served basis. And I cannot expound on that. I think you'd have to go to the website to find out about that.
What about if I don't have a mountain bike? What should I do?
Then you would ask Tom Walton to borrow his.
Okay. Well, I have a mountain bike, so I'll be there. Stacy committed. She came to my book signing, and of course, she, in a nice way, she sort of twisted my arm. So I'm committed to doing this. So,
also, I want to expound a little bit on your question in terms of not knowing or feeling a little bit of trepidation about these disciplines. There will be a free clinic.
Yes, tell me about the clinic.
The clinic is on May 31st from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock at the race site, which is 6 Loudon Road, which is behind the Buffalo Wings and Convenient MD back in there. And we'll teach you how to do these things. So if you have any question, any fear, any trepidation, we'll teach you how to go in a straight line with your boat, how to keep your bicycle upright, and how to run single track trail and feel comfortable and happy with the whole process.
So that clinic is May 31st.
That's a Saturday.
That's a Saturday. I will actually be in New York City myself with book signing, but I will probably get some private tutelage from you. Although a few years ago you taught me how to paddle, so I'm really looking forward to this. What other words of wisdom will you have for someone listening? Let's say I don't run, I don't paddle, and I don't bike. I mean, based on the length it's 4K for the mountain bike, 3K run and paddle, probably with a little bit of training. Most recreational people could still do it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It really is within reach of that person who, you know, you've heard of Aaron Grizon's From the Couch to 5K. One could really almost literally go from the couch to this modest triathlon. However, I want to give you an out, listener who is just got too much fear going. We need adoring fans. We need people at that site on July 20th at 9:30 and 11 just to see what's happening, what's going on. There's going to be a lot of vendors there. It's going to be kind of carnival and very children and family oriented. We will have a children's race, so there'll be something for everyone.
And the Works Bakery is providing bagels for the event, which is great. And I think this is really important, particularly as you and I get up there in years. Convenient MD will be providing restroom facilities. Yes. I know that's very important, Tom.
That is exceedingly important.
And equally important, bottled water. You can't have one without the other, so to speak.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Okay. So in about 30 seconds, give us the contact information one last time. And I expect everybody to be out there on July 20th and the clinic on May 31st.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to go to the website, mrgt.org/events, or contact me directly, twalton@anydelta.com.
Or 223-1537. And having trained him, he now returns emails and phone calls. So again, the Northeast Delta Dental Merrimack River Trail Triathlon, July 20th. Tom Raffio for Tom Walton. We'll return next weekend for more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.